vomit, or rely on alcohol to kill the overwhelming mix of emotions. "Thank you." Her words trailed as the man beside her stood. His brows pulled together. "For what?" Good question. What was she thanking him for? The conversation? The enlightenment? All he'd done was be kind, and yet the sparse communication they shared had been monumental to her. All it took were a few words, a smile here and there. Then, bam, this man had cemented her opinion that the opposite sex wasn't to be feared. At least, not all of them. She wasn't naive. God knew how many times she'd been called into the living room to watch another news broadcast on violence against women. And her mother's experiences were the stuff of nightmares. She was merely willing to keep an open mind. "For being you." She swallowed over the gratitude drying her throat and grabbed her bag from under the seat in front of her. He chuckled. "I hope you have fun in Richmond, Alana." Then he was gone, walking away from her like he hadn't just changed her life. She slumped back into her chair and began her breathing ritual. Deep in, slow out. Unwelcomed emotions were overwhelming her, and guilt sat at the top of the list. Her mother was still back in Monument, probably popping Valium over the thought of her only child.